Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump wanted to take down all of Iran's cultural sites, but found out, that's against the rules of war. John Bolton has a book coming out, and he said he's willing to testify if called to do so. Are the two tied together? In other news, the CES show started, and I'll tell you a few new things that you might want to know about. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper Monday contradicted President Trump by asserting the U.S. would not target Iranian cultural sites amid rising tensions after a U.S. strike killed Iranian military commander Qassem Soleimani. "We will follow the laws of armed conflict," Esper said. When pressed if that meant not targeting Iranian cultural sites, Esper replied, "That's the laws of armed conflict." The comments come one day after Trump reiterated his threat to target Iranian cultural sites in a conversation with reporters aboard Air Force One. "They're allowed to kill our people. They're allowed to torture and maim our people. They're allowed to use roadside bombs and blow up our people. And we're not allowed to touch their cultural sites?" It doesn't work that way, Trump said, according to a Pool report. The threats have been met with criticism because it is against international law to target cultural rather than military sites, and the U.S. military's policy has long been to avoid striking areas of cultural importance. John Bolton squeaked out on Monday that he is willing to testify if called to do so. He also has a book coming out. I'm sure they're not tied together. Anyway, a handful of key Republican senators dodged questions Monday on whether they'd support a subpoena for former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, even as most of their GOP colleagues had expressed strong resistance to calling him to come before the body. The GOP senators hold the key to whether Bolton will offer his much-anticipated testimony, since 51 senators can vote to subpoena witnesses in an impeachment trial, meaning that the 47 Senate Democrats would need to pick up 4 GOP defectors. Coming up, our saint of the day. He authored many works on the Bible and church doctrine, and his writings were so respected that St. Jerome used him for his own scholarly endeavors. Quote of the day, "The proof of love is in the works. Where love exists, it works great things. But when it ceases to act, it ceases to exist." Pope St. Gregory the Great. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that lay people can grasp material and arm themselves with truth in the now necessary battle against the unscientific and diabolic evolution pushers. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. You can sample the first 2 episodes for free, and believe me, you will be hooked and want to watch the rest of the course. This is a PhD-level course in all facets of the myth that is evolution, including biology, cosmology, and geology. To get your first 2 episodes free of Foundations Restored, a Catholic perspective on creation, go to crusadechannel.com/Adam. That's crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Our saint of the day is Saint Lucian, theologian, scholar, and martyr, praised by Saints John Chrysostom and Jerome, a spiritual scholar. Lucian studied at Edessa. He was ordained at Antioch as a presbyter. He authored many works on the Bible and church doctrine, and his writings were so respected that Saint Jerome used Lucian for his own scholarly endeavors. Little has survived of Lucian's works, but tradition declares that the second of the 4 creeds was composed by Lucian. He also supposedly established the famed theological school of Antioch. Lucian was arrested in Nicomedia and was racked out and put to death in the last persecutions of the church by Roman officials. Authorities in Wisconsin were searching Monday for a driver. He shot two youths who were throwing a snowball at his car, according to police, a girl 12 and a boy 13. They were treated at a Milwaukee area hospital after the incident about 8 p.m. Saturday, according to Milwaukee police. Local authorities say the youth's injuries were described as non-life-threatening. The kids were among a group of people throwing snowballs at cars in a neighborhood north of downtown Milwaukee. Harvey Weinstein has been charged with raping one woman and sexually assaulting another in a separate incident over a two-day period in 2013, according to Los Angeles District Attorney Jackie Lacey. The disgraced movie mogul was charged with one felony count each of forcible rape, forcible oral copulation, sexual penetration by use of force, and sexual battery by restraint. In all, eight women came forward in Los Angeles County with sexual assault allegations against Weinstein, although three of the alleged incidents took place outside of the statute of limitations, the district attorney's office said during a press conference announcing the charges. The office said it is still investigating the remaining allegations and warned that more charges could be following. CES 2020 is kicked off in Vegas, so what's new? Well, Impossible Foods this week at CES 2020 said it's rolling out a plant-based pork replacement called Impossible Pork. The man-made pork substitute is designed for kosher and halal certification, according to the company, and it can be used in any recipe that calls for ground pork. Impossible Foods said a companion pork replacement named Impossible Sausage will roll out later this month in five test markets. Expanding your plant-based meat substitute choices, Impossible Pork is designed to look, cook up, and taste just like pork. Also, remember that eye-popping LG TV from CES last year and it rolled up into a box? Well, it's back in Vegas with a release date of later this year. It was actually supposed to come out last year. But if you're drooling over adding such a conversation piece to your living room, you may want to grab a tissue. That smooth sliding action is going to likely cost you about $60,000. That's without a coupon. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.